The fierce dinosaur was trapped inside his cage of ice. Although it was cold, he was happy in there. It was, after all, his cage. Then along came the lovely other dinosaur. The lovely other dinosaur melted the dinosaur's cage with kind words and loving thoughts. "I like this dinosaur," thought the lovely other dinosaur. "Although he is fierce, he is also tender, and he is funny. He is also quite clever, though I will not tell him this for now." "I like this lovely other dinosaur," thought the dinosaur. "She is beautiful, and she is different, and she smells so nice. She is also a free spirit, which is a quality I'd much admire in a dinosaur. But he can be so distant and so peculiar at times," thought the lovely other dinosaur. "He's also overly fond of things. Are all dinosaurs so overly fond of things?" But her mind skips from here to there so quickly, thought the dinosaur. "She is also uncommonly keen on shopping. Are all lovely other dinosaurs so uncommonly keen on shopping? I will forgive his peculiarity and his concern for things," thought the lovely other dinosaur, "for they are part of what makes him a richly charactered individual. I will forgive her skipping mind and her fondness for shopping," thought the dinosaur, "for she fills our life with beautiful things and wonderful surprises. Besides, I am not unkeen on shopping either." Now the dinosaur and the lovely other dinosaur are old. Look at them. Together they stand on the hill, telling each other stories and feeling the warmth of the sun on their backs. And that, my friends, is how it is with love. Let us all be dinosaurs and lovely other dinosaurs together. For the sun is warm, and the world is a beautiful place.